Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Kondrat, and I'm calling you from Hanoi, Vietnam. My wife and I are here. We've been here for the last week. We're on a eye mission. We're helping to train the Vietnamese doctors how to do strabismus or muscle surgery on young kids. You know, crossed eyes can be kind of devastating. Not only that the kids become bullied, it also causes a problem that it makes it difficult to function because you lose your binocularity. And in some cases, you could even go blind in an eye because of poor vision. So I want to welcome you this evening. And please excuse me because it is midnight here in Vietnam. And after this call, I'm going to go to bed because I have to get up early tomorrow morning for surgery. But I do think it's important that I try to keep these meeting schedules as best I can. Hey, I want to remind everybody, save the date, February 15th and 16th next year, 2020, we're having our vision event. And those of you that missed last year's event, it was kind of special. We had quite a few people there. I think we had about 80 people. And this event is free to all of you that have participated in the Kondrat program or the home care program or the online program. Those of you that have not participated, there's just a nominal charge of $195. And you can bring a guest for no additional charge. So that's great. It's a two-day event. We're gonna be talking about an update on all traditional ophthalmology. Matter of fact, I just got back from the World Retinal Congress that was held in Lisbon, Portugal. And I like to go to the European congresses because they seem to be presenting more advanced things that can help you out there. And there was a really interesting paper on a lady who's developing a surgical procedure that could reverse macular degeneration. So that's kind of exciting. And I think I did share with you that I do have a laser now that's FDA approved that reverses macular degeneration. And this is not the typical laser that burns a hole in your eye. This actually uses, it's a low-level laser that helps rejuvenate the eye. And those of you that have known me long enough know that, you know, the name of the game is to rejuvenate the body, not put petrochemicals or do surgery or toxic things. I believe in regeneration, and that's what this laser does. So if you are part of the Kondrat program or you're thinking about maybe getting the continued care, the laser will be part of it. Then we are going to be having a day of workshops. And these workshops, we have different vendors coming. We have somebody talking on essential oils. We have somebody talking about hyperbaric oxygen, detox chambers, infrared light. So you have an opportunity to attend a lecture on that subject. And later on, go to a workshop, maybe test some of the equipment and see how it can help you. So how do you get more information on this? Well, you go to Kondrat Event. That's my last name, event.com, and it'll give you all the information. So you can register for free if you're in an active Kondrat program. But if you've been, if you attended a Kondrat program, I don't care if it's 10, 15 years ago, there's still no charge for you. So it was really nice for me. I met people that I had treated 10 to 15 years ago, and they're still kicking and they're still doing well. So I'm going to open the lineup for questions now. Oh, and by the way, happy 4th of July to everybody out there. I'm here in Vietnam.
Thank you. And
they just, they're not celebrating 4th of July. But I do tell you that the Vietnamese love the Americans because we're really helping their economy. It's such a vibrant country now. I've been here for close to a week and I haven't seen one homeless person. The city's vibrant, young people working, just really, really amazing. I think they're making a lot of changes. Okay, so I'm opening the line for questions. Fire away.
Okay, first of all,
I think you're doing a fantastic.
And if there's no questions, I'm going to go to bed.
No, you're doing a fantastic thing for the Vietnamese. I mean, God bless you. You're a great man. There's no getting away from that.
Oh, thank you. Who is this?
Stan
Stanley, yeah. Yeah, I recognize your voice. Oh, yeah, yeah. When you ask me a question, state your name, okay?
Okay, Stan,
go ahead. What's your question?
Hello.
And thank you about that information on the laser and things like that. My God, that's going to be very, very informative and interesting. But I have a question, okay? I was reading in some of the research papers, and they come out with a nerve growth factor eye drop. Have you heard of that, a growth factor eye drop?
Yeah, I've been investigating that, and I don't think there's much to it.
Oh, I see.
I have contacted the company, and I just don't think it's anything really reliable. First of all, it doesn't make any sense. You know, it's hard for an eye drop to penetrate into the eye and through the cornea. But to be honest with you, if you want to try it. And if you do get a good result, let me know. But right now, I just think that it's a scam. But I am investigating it. In fact, you know what I did? I called up the company and I asked them to supply me with a week's supply so I could try it on some of my patients. So yeah. I am investigating it.
Yeah,
I'm always trying to, I don't have all the answers. And I learn more from my patients sometime, like you, when you read about something and you try it, and it gives you benefit. But I'm a little suspicious of it. That's
okay.
My opinion.
I have a question, please.
Wait, let Stanley finish.
One other thing. You've probably heard of, there's a doctor in your area here in Florida that's doing this eye surgery. You've probably heard him about, he's doing the stem cells. But he's talking about 4.5-hour operation, and there's no guarantees. Does that sound like a bad thing to look into?
Well, in Italy, they're doing some intraoperative operations where they're injecting stem cells, putting it in the macula, and they're not really getting good results. So do me a favor. Send me the information on this guy, and I'll get back to you on it.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay.
All right.
So that answers my questions. Thank you very much, Doctor, and good luck.
Okay, thank you, Stanley.
I will attend your coming up in February. Yeah?
All right. Yeah. Mark it down on your date.
We have another
person that has a question. Your name, ma'am?
My name is Clarice.
Okay, one at a time.
Sorry. I will wait. Victoria will wait.
Victoria, hi, how are you?
Go ahead.
Okay, so this is Audrey Clemens. I'm calling from San Diego, California.
Victoria's on the line right now. Victoria's answering a question, so could you please wait? Please be respectful for people that I think Victoria is first.
Oh, sorry. I do apologize. I would wait, but thank you for letting me. So my first question is, Doctor, did you have a chance to contact Armenia? Because I cannot speak with you directly.
No, I haven't. We've been very busy.
If you would like to send a letter that you told me that you will send me a form, you're more than welcome. I will contact you through Crete. She will remind you.
Hold it a minute. Let me answer that first question. Email me the information. Send it to info@healingtheeye, what I need to do, who I need to contact. Because I'm not the one to do it. The organization is called C International, and I'll forward it to them, and they can contact you. But let me just say something. We do not solicit people. It's up to the government or up to an eye doctor to contact us. We don't solicit countries that we want to come into. It doesn't work that way. There has to be an eye doctor or an organization in Armenia that needs our services, and then we'd be happy to go.
Okay. So they explained to me otherwise that usually doctors apply. That's why I'm saying that.
No, you have to apply. For example, I had to get a visa for Vietnam, and I had to get a medical license. So I had to apply. We have to do that for every country.
I will do more inquiries about that. But I want to share a good news with everyone who is listening to me. I had a good improvement of visual field from 68 to 75, and I was very excited. But to be honest with you, doctor, I just decided to stop using my last one drop of latanoprost, and I was not using 1 week, and then I measured the pressure again. It hiked to 38. I don't know, was it the result of the not using the drop, or I'm passing through very, very stressful times, the job-related thing. I'm looking for job, and it gives me a lot of stress. But I got back to latanoprost, and now it's back to 20 and even lower probably, because when I measured the 20, I didn't use all my procedures. Usually when I use it, it drops down for three at least millimeters. Now,
my comment is it's very, very important that you don't suddenly stop eye drops. You can have something that's called a rebound phenomena. Even though you may be feeling good and your pressure's good, you have to be careful. And you need to maybe stop the drops slowly, maybe use it every other day, and you need to monitor your pressure. Because I hear this time and time again, you get a sudden increase, and the pressure of 38 is very, very dangerous to your eye. So you definitely have to get back on the drops.
Yeah, I am back on the drops. And how do you think it will work? Like if it keeps that, because I got rid of one drop. I used to do two drops, and then I reduced one drop, and it still was showing 16 when I went to my doctor's visit with one drop. And then I got happy, and I thought maybe I will get rid of the second
drop. Well, I would celebrate. I would celebrate that you're able to stop one drop. And maybe a year from now, 2 years, you'll be off all the drops. But the latanoprost is a nice drop because you only take it at night. My goodness, for some people, they're taking 5-6 drops a day. So I think you're very fortunate that you only take one at night. But I'm a firm believer there has to be a balance. Sometimes you need to take traditional medicine, especially for a condition like glaucoma.
I will stick to a latanoprost and do the procedures. And, now this time before I take it away, I will definitely consult with you. My very little question, last one again. Do you think that these homeopathic remedies that I'm taking can cause sadness? Why I'm asking this question is that the principle of homeopathy is like treats like. And my understanding is probably this glaucoma was caused by anger, sadness, this kind of feeling. And once I am receiving these remedies, it kind of pushes out or brings up to the surface all these bad emotions. Because sometimes I experience sadness that I should not experience to that extent. And the high pressure...
If you do have a negative emotion, excuse me, if you do have a negative emotion, it is very important that you stop the homeopathic remedy. Maybe stop it for a week and see what happens, okay?
Oh, okay.
Because it could be a reaction. It could be a reaction.
Reaction, right? Yeah, I thought so.
Stop. I want you to stop the homeopathic remedy to see if it goes away.
Now, no, it comes and goes. It's not like every day and steady. How about I do it every other day?
No, I want you to stop it. Because every other day is not going to get rid of it out of your system. Try stopping it for a week and let the office know what happens.
Oh, okay. So it might be that, right? Could be. I mean,
We'll find out probably. If you stop it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, doctor.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Okay, thank next you. Caller.
Yes. Hello? This is Audrey Clements. Yes, this is Audrey Clements. I was calling from San Diego. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yep, I hear you fine, Audrey. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. I bought the home machine for the eye, and I have 5 protocols on it. And I wanted to know if the first one on it is for the glaucoma. But my doctor said that I also had cataract. Is that a protocol that can be added, or is what I'm doing
that's a
with
protocol? That's a protocol that can be added. But let me ask you this. Everybody over the age of 50 has cataracts, and that doesn't mean we have to treat it.
So, okay.
I think, glaucoma is probably your main problem, and that's what you have to focus. But if your vision starts to get dim, and the doctor's talking about cataract surgery, then certainly I think we have to add that to your machine. You can call the office up and they'll, reprogram your machine. But unfortunately, you'll be without your machine for a couple of days.
Yeah, that's fine. I can send it. Okay, so I will do that because I'm doing all the
And remember, the best way to treat cataracts is with your diet and by detoxifying your body. Shift to a
and
vegetarian
so that's what
diet.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I have done that, and I detox with the machine has, the detox, and I also I use Epsom salt. I use different things that's supposed to detox the body, and my diet is mainly vegetarian. Every now and then I may have a meat, but very seldom.
Good. That's probably the most important thing that you can do.
Yes, so it's just
I have to tell you something. There was a national study done, which I found very interesting. They looked at identical twins in England. It's always nice to do a study with identical twins because the people are identical genetically. You follow me? And they wanted to see what in the diet, what is it that they're doing reduces the growth of cataracts? And they discovered it was vitamin C. Now, not vitamin C taking it orally, vitamin C in your food. So vitamin C in your food reduces the incidence of cataracts, not taking oral vitamin C. So your citrus fruits, red peppers, broccoli, kale, strawberries, there's a lot of vegetables, and most of your fruit has vitamin C. So that's what you need to do. Look to consume more food with vitamin C.
Yeah, and all the ones you listed, I actually grow kale and strawberries and lots of fruit. So
and tomatoes. Okay. I was surprised that red peppers have more vitamin C than oranges.
Okay, all right. So my final thing is this, doctor. It's I have to wear glasses, and so I'm wearing one for the computer and one for distance. And that's when I noticed that the distance one now becomes very foggy. And I'm wondering if it's just the fact that I have to switch between glasses that's causing this problem.
Well, you may want to see your eye doctor. It could be that you're using the microcurrent and you're having a change in your prescription.
Ah, okay.
I would get that. Okay. Oh, and another thing, if you have glaucoma, it's important if you do a lot of computer work is to get a good pair of computer glasses.
And that's what I did.
Strain your eyes. Yeah, you want not reading glasses. They're computer glasses. They have the focal distance
that
goes right to your computer. Yeah, that's really important.
Okay, well, maybe just time. But thank you very much. I am very appreciative of the protocols. I have lost 2 dress sizes since I started switching to a plant-based diet. And so
good. Yeah, wonderful.
Detox,
and then too, losing weight is probably the most important thing you can do for your health. So congratulations.
Yes, and, so thank you very much, and I pray the
Lord.
You're going
to look good. You're going to look good in a bathing suit this summer, right?
If I go to the beach. I'm in San Diego, but I don't go to the beach. Thank you, sir.
All right.
You for your work.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, the lines are open. We have another caller. Okay, anybody else?
No, it looks like nobody. I was just listening. This is Victoria. I want to thank you again, Doctor. You're an amazing person. And I'm just waiting. If I cannot come for the follow-up visit in September, can I come sometime later, or is it necessary?
No. We like you to come in 6 months, but you know things happen, and you may want to come later. So you have a credit, you know, you can come.
Okay. I can come if it works. So.
Yeah. Oh, and also see a lot of people want to come for the follow-up around the big event, you know, the event February 15th and 16th.
February 15th.
Yeah. So we opened it up. Yeah. We have some follow-ups in February. We've increased the number of follow-ups. So some people may want to come, you know, if you're traveling across the country. It's nice to come for your follow-up and go to that big event.
Okay, yeah, that will be great. Well, what can I say? It's amazing. My doctors, they see the results and they don't make any comments. But I can see that he was surprised. One time I went, my pressure was showing 20. I said, "Can I walk out and come back to measure it again another time?" Today, I want to make a procedure and come back and to see, to compare how much it helped. He said, okay. But before he knew that, I went to Florida. He said, you missed your appointment. I said, yeah, I was out of town. Where you were on vacation? I said, no, I went to the doctor for homeopathic doctor. And, well, he knew. I walked out. I used my machine and I came back. And then the technician, when she asked me, it was a different technician, she said, it shows that you already have been here. Why are you coming back again? I said, I just want to remeasure it. I did some procedure. I want to see the difference. And she measured my 20 or 19. No, it was 19. My 19 dropped to 15. And she was stunned. She ran out of the room to share this with other people. So it was something. I said, I just used the microcurrent machine and they took notes. Now my doctor knows, but he still doesn't admit, but at least he's not mentioning the laser. And this time, he was pushing, laser, pushing. He said, how about the other eye? You were supposed to use one drop in right eye and 2 drops in the left eye. I said, I stick to the 2 drops still on the left eye, but I don't use drops on the right eye. Then after that, I got rid of another drop. So 1 drop, I reduced it. But now the second time I went, it was showing 16 in both eyes. And I said, and it, plus improvement of visual field from 68 to 75. And I said, well, doctor, you should ask me how it works. And you don't want to ask me any questions. You, Dr. Caprioli, who is the chief of the department, glaucoma department at UCLA. So he said, well, I'm just watching. I'm monitoring. But at least they are not pushing the laser therapy on me.
Yeah, well, I got some good news. I got some good news for you. I got a call from Wills Eye Hospital. There's a patient, I don't know if she's on the line, and she's doing so well that the head of the glaucoma department at Wills Hospital called me up, and he wants to talk possibly about a research project looking at microcurrent.
Wow.
So that's exciting. Wills Hospital is one of the top hospitals.
Wills?
Wills Eye Hospital in Philadelphia.
Wills Eye Hospital, where?
It's in Philadelphia, W-I-L-L-S.
Oh, in Philadelphia. Okay, in Philadelphia.
Eye Hospital. I think it's...
Let's see how it goes, and I think they will talk. I said, you should talk to me. You should ask me questions. But
well,
they ask
no,
you...
Tell the doctor, say that I'm more than willing to talk to him if he has any questions.
Yeah, and, I gave your information to them. And the technician, mm-hmm. everyone. Yeah, I'm sharing your name with everyone, with patients, with everyone. So God bless
good.
You. You are doing a very good, very good job. I mean, it's a very, mm-hmm. very... You must be very fortunate to be helping others. If I get...
No, I am.
I feel
very, very fortunate. I feel very, very fortunate to be helping
yeah.
people.
If I feel better financially, I may probably join you on your mission sometime.
Good.
Well, thank you very much. Say hello to your
okay,
wife.
Okay, thank you.
I know she's a great support for you, and have a good
she's
night.
Sleeping. She's sleeping right now. If you hear snoring in the background, that's her.
Say, this is the Armenian lady. I was probably the only one. She may remember me. So,
oh, no. I think she'll remember you. I'll remember you. And I hope we can...
You remember.
I think we can go
with
to Armenia.
I'd love
to.
With my neuroscience daughter. Yeah, you may remember me.
I hug you both,
and I always bless you in my mind. And if anybody is listening to me, the patients, I mean, faith plays a significant role in the healing process. I have great faith, and that helps me too. I pray, I go to church. That is also
all the healing comes from God. I'm just
yes,
a vehicle
I do
helping
believe.
Patients.
And yes. And you know that. So, okay, have a good night, doctor. Mm-hmm. I'm just...
Okay, you take care. Thanks.
Yes,
thank
you very
thanks
much.
For joining the call.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have a question?
So, doctor, I'm so sorry. So I stopped for a while the remedies, the homeopathic, and then I call in the and see how it goes. But it stopped kind of, it's not that bad anyway. So do you think I shall continue?
No, stop it for a week. Stop it for a week and see what happens.
Yeah, okay. But
you need to get a cleansing. You need to get the remedy out of your system.
Oh, I see.
Because sometimes with homeopathy, listen, sometimes with homeopathy, when you start to get negative symptoms, that means you no longer need the remedy. Your body has used it up and no longer needs it. That's why I want you to stop it for a week, maybe longer.
Okay. But I will continue.
You may feel better stopping the remedy.
Oh, okay. But the oral spray, shall I continue using oral spray?
Yep, continue using the oral spray. The vitamins, everything.
Yeah, just the liquid. By the way, I didn't use vitamins. I couldn't tolerate them. I'm negotiating with my doctor's office for the IV to administer the mayor's cocktail. I will get to that, I think.
Good.
But all right. Okay, thank you very much. I don't want to keep you more. Go rest. And
okay, thank you. Well, I want to see if there's any other calls. So thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Dr. Conrad.
Hello, is this Dana?
Hi, Dr. Conrad. Yep, it's me.
Okay, you're bothering me. I have to get to bed and sleep. What's on your mind?
You have to go to sleep?
It's midnight. It's midnight here, and I have to get up for surgery tomorrow.
I know. Can you answer me a quick question? I have a...
Sure.
25 years ago, I had this cataract surgery, and then... Now I went to Vancouver and they said, you surfed. We got most of it, but we left a piece in there. And now it surfaced to the middle of my eye. And they don't want to do surgery. So do you suggest using that Oculomed?
Yeah, I would definitely try the Oculomed. And also send me a copy of your most recent records.
I didn't get a real good picture because they can't get any good pictures of my eye. But I have some of them.
No, I want to know the doctor's notes. I want to know how he described the cataract and what he feels is going on. Okay. But the Oculomed is excellent for helping to slow the progress, in some cases reverse the cataracts. And remember, food is the best medicine to treat cataracts. Clean up your diet.
This was just a leftover one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's kind of weird because you just told me that now. So would I use both of them?
Try the Oculomed and see what happens.
Okay.
But I need to see your records to see exactly what's going on. So send the records to the office and we'll take a look at it.
Okay.
All right.
Now you can go to sleep.
Okay. All right. Well, I may have another call. Anybody else out there have a question? Okay. Anyone else going once? Going twice? Don't be shy. All right. I guess there's no more questions. And I want to thank everybody for calling in. And remember, the next Kondrat meeting will be the first Wednesday in August. And don't forget, make your plans to come for the Vision event, February 15th and 16th, 2020. Go to Kondrat event for more information. And those of you that are listening and you want to maybe donate something towards the mission cause, go to iMission Donation and we'll give you a gift for donating $10. iMission Donation, because all of my, I don't get paid when I go on these missions. My wife and I are self-funded. We got to pay for airfare, hotel accommodations, all our expenses. So, but it's a worthwhile cause. All right, everybody. Thank you. I'm going to bed. Have a good day and have a great 4th of July, everybody. Bye.
Have a good night.